Okay.
On the air. Oh, praise Yahweh. Okay, one problem fixed, another started. Okay, we're going to play the theme music for today because it's been a while. The wrath of the awakened Saxon is coming, folks. I should bring that poem up and read it for today's show, because wow, wow, have we got big news. All right, PayPal has taken down the Eurofolk Radio PayPal account. Okay, and let me just read it. I just texted it to Pastor Martins, and we're going to do a show about the Mark of the Beast today, folks, because it's here. It is happening right now because people have been complaining they can't get on to donate. And right now, it's since August 14th, people have not been able to donate to American National Publishing, which is our home. It's our business account. And this is what it says here. At PayPal, we value a safe community for our customers to do business. Some of your recent transactions violated our user agreement and acceptable use policy. Okay, first of all we do is we accept donations and we pay bills. Okay. Nothing
server,
like that.
Server time isn't free.
Yeah, right, right. And that's all we use it for. We don't use the PayPal account to bash Jews or complain about blacks or do anything like that. It's purely business. It's nothing but transactions. So how can you violate anything by just exchanging money? All right, that makes no sense. Okay, and I'll read from that policy.
It's not designed to make sense, Eli.
Right, right. Of course,
it's Jewish owned, and they don't tell the truth.
No.
Oh, you violated our service agreement. That's horse manure.
I know it is.
they don't tell the truth, and they won't give you a legitimate reason. They're just going to do what they're going to do because they're Jews.
Right, right. And then it goes on to say, any bank or credit card information linked to your PayPal account cannot be removed, nor can it be used to create a new account. You can still log in and see your account information, but you can't send or receive money. Any money in your balance will be held for 180 days, so they can collect interest on $236, at which point we'll send you an email with instructions about transferring your money. Reference, PP.
In other words, yeah. You can look at it, but you can't touch it. We got your money.
Right. Okay. Yeah. And Pastor Martins just sent me a note. By the way, Pastor Martins is ill. He's got a sore throat and so can't do today's show. That's why I asked Pastor Steve to join us here for Voice of Christian Israel August 8th, 27th. I'm sorry. August 27, 2017. And so today we're going to talk about the Mark of the Beast. And I'm going to read through some of the prohibited activities, none of which Eurofolk Radio has violated. We haven't done any of the things that claimed, in their service policy. And so what we're seeing here, folks, is the Mark of the Beast in action, because Revelation clearly tells us that those who don't do business with the mark of the beast will not be able to buy or sell. Okay? And let me just bring that up in my buy or sell. Here we go. Revelation 13:7. And that no man might buy or sell, save that he had the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Okay? So I think we talked on the earlier show today that Yahweh wrote on the foreheads of his servants his name, okay?
That's
now,
right.
Now, if you're a servant of the beast, his number 666 will be on your forehead. This prophecy is coming true as we speak.
The term crispy critter comes
to mind. Right? Right? So let me go to Revelation chapter 13, and we'll look at this in context. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm in Exodus. I got to scroll down. Sorry, I just opened the online Bible here, eSword. Okay, here we go. Oh, well, I think we can skip again prophecies leading up to here. And they worshiped the dragon which gave power unto the beast. This is verse 4, Revelation chapter 13. And they worshiped the beast, saying, who is like unto the beast? Who is able to make war with him? Now, we understand that the Jews control all military power on the planet, with the possible exception of North Korea. But even that may just be a sideshow, okay? And even the sideshow with Iran and Russia and some of these Malaysian countries who really have no military power whatsoever. There's no doubt that who can make war with the Jew beast?
Well, they have bamboo spears.
Okay.
And if they kill you, they will eat you.
Yeah, right. Right. So, and there was given unto him a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies, and power was given unto him to continue 42 months. We talked about the 3.5 years. Of the 7-year tribulation period, the first 3.5 years. Okay? So this is being emphasized also in chapter 13 of the book of Revelation. And it seems like the first 3.5 years, and that was with regard to the two witnesses. We talked about that this morning. And I just found out that our account has been suspended in the interim. So what we've got going here is the beast is going to be given a chance to run his system without too much opposition for 3.5 years. And he's going to be on top, and it is going to be on top of the world. But then it's all going to collapse, but then it gets horrible for everybody. So, Pastor Steve, if the Jupal and YouTube and all the rest of them start eliminating the accounts of all white patriots, all white national, Christians.
Well, now you mentioned without too much opposition. Well, we're not really big.
No.
But we are definitely a thorn in the side, evident by this account being canceled.
Yes.
And all the new people in the chat room and the hits on my website, David James websites, Pastor Dan, all of us have assembled in a coalition of opposition.
Mm-hmm.
We are going forward with our plans no matter what the damnable Jews do. Doesn't matter what they do. Yahweh is on our side. Who can be against us? That's the main point. Of course, we're going to be assailed. We're going to be persecuted. We are being assailed. We are being persecuted. All this prophecy is being fulfilled. And Yeshua said, pardon me, heaven and earth will pass away, will not pass away, pardon me, until all is fulfilled. Well, we're seeing continual
fulfillment. Amen. Amen.
It's ongoing process. We worry about all these fantasy things that they place in front of us, and it gets us so concentrated on this frivolousness that we tend to forget Yahweh is in charge.
Yeah, amen. Amen.
He will protect those who have his name written on their forehead. That would
right.
be the remnant, like I said about Gideon.
Yes.
The remnant led, and then the rest of Israel piled on. We're waking them up, and there's going to be a breaking point where Yahweh is going to bring in the rest of his people, but we must lead in this battle against the Midianite, change that to Edomite, horde that we are facing, along with the children of the East, that's the Arabs, the Muslims, the non-Christians, and the Amalekites, who are the straight-up Jews. They are the bitter enemies of true Israel. And it will not end until the evil of the Amalekites is in full swing. And it's rapidly getting there. Pardon me, Eli, I have to cough.
Okay. Oh, yeah, it's here.
Okay. Yeah. And then, during their evil completion, which is going to be the tribulation, that will end, and Yeshua will return in flaming fire. They surely don't like to hear that. And that's like the Jaime and Shlomo thing that David Day James did. Fire! Boom, 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 boom. That's funny. Oi! Oi, vey!
Yes.
And it's coming. It's right there. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 6 through 10. That's 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 6 through 10. Read it on your own. Don't care what Bible you're reading out of. Read it. And then you will understand what is coming. They are being allowed enough rope right now to hang themselves. That's what's going on. And the mark of the beast is the financial system of Babylon, which is a system of government. And you have to have their numbers in your mind and bow down, and those who will want to keep on will knuckle under and lose faith and thus lose their eternal life,
right,
which is what the Satan wants. He did it with Job. He tried to break their faith. The breaking of the faith is what dooms you.
This is the final exam.
If you retain your faith in Yahweh and are obedient in his feast and fast, you will be redeemed and be protected by the hedge of protection of Yahweh. And if you do not and you knuckle under to the world, you will suffer the fate of the world. Thus saith the word.
Amen.
Amen and amen.
Yeah, that's what we're facing, folks. For the next passage, and he opened his mouth, that is the beast, this Jew beast of Mystery Babylon, and he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God to blaspheme his name, Yahweh, and the Jews do not use the name of Yahweh. They teach that it's blasphemous to use his name. That's what they teach, right?
Yep, that's why my namesake, Stephen, was stoned, because he preached in the name of Yahweh.
That's right. That's right.
That's why they hated Yeshua, because he preached in the name of the Father.
And his name contains the Father's name,
and
Yahweh.
He came in the name of the Father.
That's right. Literally. And to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle, which is us. Remember, we talked about this morning. We are the temple.
That's right. It's not a physical. The temple is within us right now.
Yes.
And our sacrifices that we make are sacrifices of this world's life. We offer them up on the spiritual altar to Yahweh, and he will consume them and purify us in a gradual process. Every one of us in the remnant is a work in process.
Yes.
All of us. That it's ongoing right now. And my sound is a little distant.
Okay. I'm hearing you okay.
Maybe it's me. Anybody else out there having a problem with my sound?
Not me. It sounds good.
Okay. Pastor Dan, how about you? You hear me all right?
Okay.
Not here, so lucky me. Okay. It might be you, Nimble Horse.
Yeah,
crank it up. You got speakers, crank them up.
Join it up. Sweet home Alabama. Okay, back to you.
Okay.
All right. I'm just dying to get back on stage.
Oh, man. Right? We're on the stage right yes. now.
Yeah, we are.
We're on the stage right now, and we're preaching the word. We don't have a mega cathedral. We have a mega EFR. Here we Amen. Are. Preach on.
Amen. Amen. Yeah. And so we see that they are blaspheming not only Yahweh and his name, but his tabernacle, which is us, his people Israel, and them that dwell in heaven. Apparently, these blood-sucking banksters don't want anybody to go in heaven, into heaven, into the kingdom.
Now, here's they're doing the will of their father, the devil, to break our faith. It's all about yes. destroying the remnant.
Yes, and our faith is going to be extremely tested. That's why we've been doing these shows on the Hebrew feasts, because these are designed to prepare us for the judgment day.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. It's not going to get any better.
Practice time before the real thing yet.
That's right. The World Series of Judgment Days is coming up, folks. Seven years, right? 7 games? It's going to go 7 games, folks.
Right.
Okay. Revelation 13:7, and it was given unto him to make war with the saints.
Well, here we are. Bring it on.
Yeah, here we are, right? This is getting serious, folks. The only group that has been warning the world about this eventuality is Christian Identity, with a smattering of some decent Judeo preachers, you know, who aren't totally, sold out to the beast system.
Well,
okay?
there are a few isolated churches out there that are still the fundamentalists, the real hardcore fundamentalists, are still teaching the truth.
Yes. And saints is hagios. Hagios from the Greek, defined as, well, an awful thing that is awesome, really, an awesome thing. Sacred, physically pure, morally blameless, or religious. That should be righteous there. Or ceremonially consecrated. All right, set apart is what it really means. And that comes from the Hebrew. The word holy means to be set apart. And to overcome them, all right, so he will have very, to subdue, to prevail over, okay? So, and we see that the Jew world order is not going to rest content with silencing just us so-called extremists, okay? Those of us who tout the Bible, the Judgment Day, the U.S. Constitution, and things like that, we're the ones they hate the most. But for good measure, they're going to get rid of the Judeo churches too. So if the Judeo churches,
they're on the list, just a little bit behind us.
Well, we were out number 24 on that list. I don't know how we ranked so low, Pastor Steve. But they put us on that list. I forget. I reeled that off last week, and I don't have that link in front of me. But we were number 24 on that list, and there were several others. Yes.
Seems we have moved up since.
Yeah, I think we moved up. Right. Yeah, because we've been taking more flack. All right. So they will, for a time, they will have power over us. And of course, we know that Satan and his minions have had power over us ever since Eve was seduced by Nahash. Okay. But Paul says that Satan is the prince of the power of the air. Okay. Now, that doesn't mean just airplanes, folks. How about the airwaves? Okay. Well, so Satan is claiming his power over the airwaves to silence anyone who would contradict the power that he has. That's where we're at, folks. That's where we're at. And power was given him over all kindreds and tongues and nations. I think we can include entire world here, folks. The entire world.
Okay, well, now Paul English has been talking about this serverless
yes.
net. Okay, that may be Yahweh's counter to what they're doing right now.
Yes.
Yahweh does not want us silenced. That's patently obvious by the success and by the number of hits I get on my website is increasing weekly. The word is out, and the same people are coming back and downloading more shows.
Right.
It's a repeat customer thing. You know, right. they download a couple of shows, and they study those really carefully, and then they go back, and it's so easy to use on my website. They download a couple more. They can pause them in the middle if I go a little too fast on Strong's numbers or references. They can just back up a little bit and listen to it again right there because they own that show at that point. It's on their computer. And they can listen to it. They can pass it on. Those shows are not on there to make money. They're free.
Yes.
Free. Please pass them on.
Pastor Dan says, Eli, at least you were on the list. Right? We made the list. Okay. Not sure I want to be on that list, but we are. But that's actually a badge of honor. Thank you. Thank you, Pastor Dan.
Yes, it is.
Right. By the way, that reminds me, I should tell everybody really quickly that our donate button on our sister site, anglo-saxonisrael.com, is still working. And they'll probably, you know, take that down next. So if you want to donate quickly without having to use snail mail, you can go to www.anglo-saxonisrael.com and donate over there. And then just tell us what you want the money to be used for, because here at American National Publishing, we are attempting to reach the world by both mail and by both email and whatever device we can use to spread the word of Christian identity. Okay.
Yeah, you made it, Pastor Dan. You're on EFR.
That's right. Yeah. No, I don't
guilt
know
by,
him.
Guilt by association.
No, there Pastor you. Can say, Pastor Dan can say, I don't know you guys. Right. But even
he's got their attention.
Yeah,
they've hammered on him too.
Oh yeah, no, he's taken so much abuse over the years. Actually, even more than I have, because it's one of these things because he's been in it longer than I have. His radio show began before mine, and I started out as his co-host in the early days in 1999.
Well, I was on my own radio station back. Back in the late 80s, early 90s. I mean, I've been in this, you know, while all these patriarchs that everybody talks about was still alive.
Yeah.
Operate was still alive. Wesley Swift, all the guys. I was in on that. I got kicked out of the Kentucky militia because I was teaching CI on my radio station.
Okay.
And the Eastern Judeo-Christians of the King James cult wanted me gone.
Yes,
they said if I didn't shut my radio station down, they would remove me from service in the militia. Well, the Kentucky Rifleman Militia in Kentucky, based out of Louisville, picked me up and gave me rank there. Not the same rank that I had in the Kentucky State Militia. But they are a CI group and were big fans of mine and picked me up. And then when I didn't go off the air, the FedGov came after me. The only way they could shut me down was to imprison me.
Right.
So they pushed me into a gunfight and I defended myself. And the Commonwealth of Kentucky refused to prosecute me because I was in the right. But the feds raided my house and killed my dogs and blew in all the doors and confiscated all my radio equipment.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
I did my prison time. I studied the scriptures all the time. And hey, guys, I'm back.
So you've experienced this all before. So
I've been there, done that.
Yeah, round two.
I taught CI in prison.
Right.
That's why they kept moving me from prison to prison, because I was getting to their guards.
Okay, well, round two should be a picnic for you. By the way, who won that fight last night? Conor McGregor or Floyd? What's his face? Any idea? Because they had a power outage and they had to delay the fight.
What fight?
Man, get with it, Pastor Steve. You don't even know about the big fight. They've only been hyping it for 2 years.
I don't have any idea. I don't watch that stuff.
Right, right. So
I was in on Eastward getting my shows for this week lined up on Lamentations. I don't pay attention to two niggers beating on one another. I don't care.
Well, the one guy was a wigger. Conor McGregor is a wigger.
And a nigger. Okay, that's good. Kill each other. That's
see,
fine.
Now you just violated the terms of internet speech. You use the word that we're not supposed to say. Of course, the list of words we're not supposed to use is getting longer and longer and longer. And in fact, there's one of these emoticons.
I care nothing for political correctness, just biblical correctness.
There you go.
Two beasts of the field.
Yes.
Born without spirit from the womb.
There's an emoticon. Yeah, there's an emoticon, which some people call emojis now, I guess because, I don't know, either China or Japan has in the business of selling these cartoon characters that have representations. And there's one of a cute little eye with a mouth taped up, right? And that's where we're at. They're taping up our mouth so that we can't speak. And the mainstream media, not just in Charlottesville, but way long before Charlotte. And by the way, this Tuesday, I have invited Pastor Ken Gregg to relay his experiences in the Knoxville rally we did in honor of Christopher Newsom and Shannon Christian, and how that was organized and how it differed from the way Charlottesville was handled. Okay, because Knoxville, our rally in Knoxville was handled properly by all of the authorities, except that they allowed the left wingers to shout over us. But they erected fences and stuff so they couldn't attack us. But Charlottesville was a totally, totally set up, designed to hurt as many right wingers as possible using Antifa and other commie thugs to do so. Okay.
Well, it was all coordinated with the Jews media to make them look like fools and the so-called leaders of that rally.
Yes, that's right.
That was a setup. That auto death was a setup. She, when that car hit, she was up on the hood and windshield of another car. She was not hit by that car.
Okay.
Well, somebody proved that.
Somebody went flying over
on film.
Right. Somebody went flying over the car. Who don't know who it was. There was one lady that was wedged between the two cars, and she was wedged between the cars and banging on the hood of the car with her fist. So she couldn't have been too badly injured.
The one that died didn't die from blunt force trauma from the car wreck. They proved that.
Okay.
Somebody gave her a hot shot.
Ooh, a hot shot. What's that?
That's an overdose of something.
Ooh.
And they have so many of these
Starbucks
kill drugs out there that assimilate into the system.
Wow. Wow.
That's like the bullet that killed Ron Brown into the top of his head was an ice bullet. It dissolved. No rifling, no nothing.
Yeah, there's an entrance wound, but no bullet.
That's an old trick.
Mm-hmm.
They keep the bullets in a bath of liquid nitrogen, take one out with a cold glove, put it in a single-shot weapon, and they can kill you,
right,
and there is no bullet.
Yes, or they can use a flechette, which...
They use that,
mm-hmm,
and it's at very close range, usually for a headshot, and then there's no evidence.
That's right. No, nothing left behind. It could be a poison bullet that dissolves, and you see the entry
absolutely
wound.
Absolutely. You can put potassium cyanide in a mixture with the dimethyl sulfoxide, which is a penetrant, and put it on somebody's steering wheel, and their steering wheel will feel greasy, but it penetrates into the skin, and in a couple of minutes, you die from cyanide poisoning.
Wow.
It can be used on a doorknob. It can be used on the door of the vehicle.
Yes, I see.
It doesn't evaporate when you when you touch it.
Oh.
It is a penetrant. It is used to treat arthritis and sore tendons in racehorses. It is also usable for arthritis in people.
Let me have some of that.
It dissolves. You can get it at a tack store.
Okay.
It's called DMSO, and it gets in a great big quart bottle.
Okay.
And that it was developed by the Weyerhaeuser Corporation because all these woodworkers in the pulp plants had no arthritis, and they found out that the DMSO was in the wood pulp processing. It is also found in lettuce. It is also found in garlic.
It dissolves
plaque in the bloodstream. They had a clinic in Mexico that was using it in a saline, an acidic saline IV drip, and cleans out all the arteries and eliminates the need for bypass surgery. So that is suppressed in the United States because of the massive market and the money made by open heart surgery, which is rendered unnecessary if that solution is used. Like the alternative fuel that they bought out the patent to, and they continually stick us with this gasoline and diesel. They had another guy develop a gasoline-free automobile, and they bought it out. They bought out the Tucker Motor Company because it was such a superior vehicle.
Yes.
They've suppressed all this technology to keep on with their poisonous marketing, and I mean literally poisonous.
And their pharmacia.
That's another way to kill us with all these emissions.
Right.
In these last days, these end times. We are in the end times.
Well, I'm pretty sure Revelation 13 does mention pharmacia. So let's keep reading.
That's called drug sorcery. Mm-hmm. In the scriptures, it says drug sorcerers, those who entrap and ensorcel people by drugs.
Right.
And also says the land would be poisoned. They've done that. The air is poisoned. They've done that. The water is poisoned. They've done that. And what is one of the first things to be done when Yeshua returns? He will heal the land. He will purify everything by his very presence.
Amen.
And those are the remnant after the victory will be living in a pristine environment. And those that are non-Israel that survived because they didn't attack Israel, that will be saved, they will live their normal human lives. But how much better are those lives going to be, even though they are held in subjection and are workers for us? They will be living in that pristine environment also, and they will be blessed.
Yes, yes.
They won't get the eternal life bodies. They won't enter the New Jerusalem, but they will exist and live their normal 100 years as humans.
Whatever their species.
Whatever's natural to the sub-races.
Right.
And they will be allowed to live here as servants.
Amen, amen. And
we're
we'll
not going to be mean. We're not going to be Simon Legree or whatever, whipping and all that phony historical Uncle Tom's cabin stuff.
Spittle.
Right. It'll be totally different. We will rule gently and kindly.
Yes. Amen.
As long as they obey. And if they do not obey and they attempt to violate Yahweh's laws, we will come down on them with an iron fist. We will be the administrators of the law under our King and eternal master, Yeshua Messiah. That is what Israel means. You have overcome with El. You are going to be the overcomers that will be the administrators of the law on the planet.
And he will rule with a rod of iron.
He will break the nations with a rod of iron. That's correct.
Right.
When he returns, every government on the face of this planet will fall simultaneously.
Okay, for those who have been attempting to donate to Eurofolk Radio through our publishing arm, American National Publishing, right now all we can do is do it by snail mail. until we get some other account. People in the chat room are suggesting other alternatives, which means that everybody who wants to donate has to get an account on the alternative. So they're trying to make it hard. They're trying to control our commerce. They're trying to wreck our freedom of speech by controlling our commerce, just as it says here. We cannot buy or sell unless we have the mark of the beast. So for snail mail, just send an envelope to ANP, which stands for American National Publishing, POB 41-1373, Chicago, Illinois, 60641. And by the way, I'm infamous at the local post office. The infamous Eli James is walking through the door. It's kind of funny. It's not fame I want, right? I just want to save my people. But if I have to become infamous in order to save my people Israel from the clutches of the perfidious Jews, that's what I will do, okay? And so they're making it harder and harder. Let me repeat that address again. ANP, POB 41-1373, Chicago, Illinois, 60641. Until we work out alternatives, I'm sure Paul English is working on that now. And we'll get some alternative set up. So I think Gab has that type of service as well. But that means every single one of us has to go through all the trouble of closing our PayPal account. I suppose you could still use it for other, you know, other things. But in order to donate to any pro-white organization dubbed anti-Semitic by the perfidious Jew, you will have to use some other venue. Okay, yeah, this is the mark of the beast, folks. This is the mark of the beast. Okay, so let me read part two of verse 7 again, because it gives it a new meaning here. And power was given him, that is the beast of Revelation, over all kindreds and tongues. I got duct tape on my mouth, folks. He's controlling my tongue, or he's attempting to.
Is it made out of real ducks?
Right? And nations. He was given power. So Yahweh, this is Yahweh's doing. He is allowing this to happen to show that his prophecy will not go unfulfilled.
Well, the reason what he is allowing it, he is allowing them to muster all of their troops and all of their things and attain the maximum power that they can have in this world, so he can get the glory by utterly crushing them.
Yes, yes, amen.
He did it with Midian. He did it with Nebuchadnezzar.
He did it with Egypt.
He did it with Egypt and Pharaoh and all his troops, and they were going to overwhelm and kill all the Israelites. And they got in the middle of the Sea of Reeds, and he let the water go down
That's right. Only this time it's going to be fire.
Yep.
As they say in Kentucky.
Fire. Coming back with flaming fire to slay all of those who do not know Elohim.
Amen. Amen. And Paul English.
Jesus is a pacifist. He loved everybody.
He loves everybody. Yeah. He didn't love any stinking Jew. Paul English says, we will set up Bitcoin accounts to receive funds. We will train our listeners how to do this. This cannot be stopped as it is decentralized. Well, I hope you're right. Paul, I hope you're right. But we will do what we have to do to be a thorn in the side of the beast system.
Well, Paul is always on it. I mean, he has done so much. And he's behind the scenes, and he's only on one show, the Fake News Now.
Right.
But he is a real hero in this war, folks.
Oh, man. He's set up all the technology.
You just don't know. Yahweh knows, though.
Yeah. Yeah, how much work he has to do to keep this station running.
Oh.
It's just a lot of work, folks. Just a lot of work. And but he'll be attempting to find us another platform. And he put up a really excellent post that's on the front page of Eurofolk Radio about how the beast system is shutting the mouths of all opposition by Carl Radl, I believe, R-A-D-L. I think it's the number one post on Eurofolk Radio at the moment. So please read that, because it shows you how seriously the global Jew is trying to shut us down. They're using economic sanctions to stifle our freedom of speech, because they know they have no argument against us. Therefore, they're using covert means, as JFK said. They're using covert means to destroy us. Okay? Well, but we know it's not going to work.
And the enchanter was the most subtle of all the beasts of the field.
Yes, yes. Okay,
and
verse
so
8.
So are his minions, his children.
Yes. Verse 8. And I don't want to toot our own horn here at Eurofolk Radio. There are other CI preachers who understand these passages very well, and who's who and who's Jew. They understand these, but the mainstream churches are utterly clueless as to who the beast system is and who's behind it. They're utterly clueless. Why? Because they falsely believe the Jews are Israel and are always looking at some, what is this, this future Antichrist, right? They teach the Antichrist isn't even here yet, and yet all the things being fulfilled by him are happening right now.
It's a system, not a single person.
That's right. That's right. Okay. So that some people think it's Obama. Well, Obama came and went. What do you have to say
well,
now?
Well, it's like Haile Selassie. The Rastafarians say he was Jesus Christ. He's dead.
Right. He died, didn't he? Right.
He was just another nigger.
Mm-hmm. And verse 8, and all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him whose names are not written in the book of life.
That's right.
That means every non-Israelite worship the beast system.
And a lot of the Israelites that are
duped. Yes, the Judeo-Christians.
And those are the ones we're trying to reach. Yeah,
exactly.
Hello?
Exactly. Hello? And they're trying to shut us down so we can't reach you.
Well, that's the devil trying to break the faith of true Israel.
Amen.
And anybody that tries to uphold the faith and inspire the Israelites to come under the banner and join the remnant, he has to oppose us and do every dirty trick in the book, and that's what he's in the midst of doing through his children. His children control the quote-unquote money of the world, and the people that worship money, that worship mammon, are following them, even the people of Israel that are stuff worshipers.
Right.
Well, that coined that phrase, stuff worshipers, people that worship their stuff.
Yes, yes. Now that we see that we're in the midst of these verses being fulfilled, and the rest of the Judeo-Christian world, or I should say the Judeo-Christian world, because we're not part of it, they simply do not understand that these prophecies are being fulfilled right here now. Let me read verse 8 all the way through. And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him whose names are not written, those who worship him, whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. Okay? That's his seed line. Yahshua's seed line is being stressed here. That word foundation, let me look it up here, a deposition, that is a founding, figuratively conception. In the Hebrew, it's not even figurative. One of the commentators on the Hebrew word for foundation is the seminal fluid. We're talking literally the seed line of Yahshua here. Okay?
That's right. Verse, and it documents his seed line all the way from the
it
Adam.
It sure does. Oh, don't pay any attention to that. That's boring stuff.
Up until Yahshua himself.
As Pastor Greg likes to say, man, when I first read all these genealogies, I was bored to death. Now I can't stop reading them. Right? Because he found out the significance of these genealogies.
Those are our forefathers, brothers and sisters. Our history.
Our race. Right.
The Bible and the historical parts of it is our
right
history.
And Paul was not talking about our bloodlines. He was talking about the Greek bloodlines of the Archons that the Greek Israelites, Greek-speaking Israelites, had adopted into the exclusion of our literal bloodlines. That's what Paul was talking about in those verses. So don't be fooled. The Judeo-Christians haven't done their homework. Okay? So,
nope, they sure haven't.
Right. So everybody except us is going to worship the beast. Okay? Mm-hmm. And in verse 9, he says, if any man have an ear, let him hear. So pay attention. We're trying to get your attention. 2x4 upside the head. Verse 10, he that leadeth into captivity shall go into captivity.
Yep.
Okay. How is the Jew leading the world into captivity? Through their Federal Reserve, fractional reserve banking system. It is global. And it touches everyone.
Yep. Sure does.
It's called debt slavery. It's captivity, folks. Debt slavery.
And any nation that doesn't go along with it, they have made war on
That's
them. They
correct.
Have created a reason to attack them.
He that killeth with the sword must be killed with the sword. This is the New Testament, folks. It's not the Old Testament, that evil God Yahweh.
That's a hate speech.
Oh, that must be how we violated PayPal's contractual obligation not to engage in hate speech. Well, I mean, if you're quoting Yahweh, and if that's hate speech, well, then it's hate speech. Too bad. Okay.
They sure don't. So they said you're not allowed to speak, have hate speech in your shows?
Right.
That's
right.
The reason they cut us off?
Well, it says that in the prohibited activities, the promotion of hate, violence, racial intolerance, or the financial exploitation of a crime. Well, they're exploiting a financial crime, right? But this is also suppression of freedom of speech, okay? And telling the truth about somebody is not hate. It's not hate. That's their definition of hatred, okay? And so the legal definition of what hate is will come into play here, all right? So we'll see how far they can go with this. We'll see how far they can go with this. In any case, we have alternatives.
They're going to stonewall. Even the legal arguments don't mean anything.
Right, yeah,
because
there's a Jew judge.
The
yeah, there's a Jew judge who's going to make the ruling, even if it gets to court, okay? So, he that killeth with the sword must be killed with the sword. This is New Testament, folks. Here is the patience and the faith of the saints. Our faith is going to be sorely tested in these end times. Verse 11, and I beheld another beast coming out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb, and he spake as a dragon. And he exerciseth all the power of the first beast before him, and causeth the earth and them which dwell therein to worship the first beast, whose deadly wound was healed. Okay? So, as far as I'm concerned, the first beast here is Mystery Babylon, and the second beast is the Judeo-churches, who are causing us to worship the Jew. Right?
Yep.
And he doeth great wonders, so that he maketh fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men, which could be nukes, it could be laser weapons, it could be anything like that. Right? And deceiveth them that dwell on the earth by means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast. Remember, he's the prince of the power of the air, saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image to the beast which had the wound by a sword and did live. Well, that's the sixth beast that had the recovered from the deadly wound. That was the Roman Empire,
the Holy Roman Empire.
Yeah, and which became the Holy Roman Empire, exactly. And he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. Well, how about television? Does that qualify as the image that belongs to the beast? The image
That's
of the beast?
One of them.
Yeah, That's just one of the images. That magazines.
That's been one of their main weapons.
Right.
Since they took it over.
Right.
They used to have live programming with sensors.
Yeah. Right.
Now now anything goes. They show.
Now they
the
censor us. Now they censor the viewers.
They show the sex act on many of the cable shows.
Right.
Because regular airwave television is died. It's a dead issue.
It's gone. Right. Now, here's the main verse. And he had power to give life unto the image of the beast and cause that as many would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. They are killing us now. They're killing anybody who objects to the Jew world order. And he causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads, and that no man might buy or sell save he that had the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666. And now we know the papacy, the little motto they have on the paper.
Vicarius Filii Dei.
Right. That adds up to 666 in Greek. All right?
No, that's Roman.
Oh, okay, Roman numerals. Roman numerals, yeah. Sorry. Thank you. And we know that the Jews have, they rule the world with their six-pointed star of Remphan, right?
RFID chip that they're wanting to put in everybody.
Right. And that you can put in the back of your hand, right? And put it over your scanner. And I've actually seen the scanners that are head high, the identification scanners, they're becoming more frequent. At the bank, at Chase Bank, they have a camera. And that camera utilizes face recognition. Okay? And so the scanner can use your fingerprint or it can scan a chip in the back of your hand, which is the most popular place to put the chip because it has like a little battery power. It's got a little mercury power battery that operates by friction. So when you do things with your right hand, it moves that mercury around and charges the battery. Okay, and the RFID chip is part of the beast system. There's no doubt about it, but credit cards could qualify too.
Yeah, they've got programs to put an RFID chip in the children now.
That's right, and people are actually volunteering to take this chip.
Same way they volunteer their children to be vaccinated and then become autistic.
Right, exactly.
And that way they can be very successful as politicians.
Right, it can be easily controlled, right?
They have created a whole new place of employment for people with Down syndrome.
All right.
It's called Congress.
There you go. I was just getting ready to say they can control politicians with a switch. They can turn them on or off, right? The power of the beast is here, folks. It's here. And the Judeo-Christians are still waiting for this Antichrist to arrive when we know for sure this beast system is already here. So,
already in the world.
Right. So it really now is very important that all people listening within the sound of this voice, let him hear. If you can hear, please hear. You have to start getting out of the beast system. You have to do whatever you can. Constitutional money, gold and silver. Okay? Canned tuna. You have to start getting ready for what's coming because the tribulation is not far. It's not far off. So be ready. So, and we're not fear-mongering.
Well, I had a thought that I'd like to interject here.
Okay.
If these people are accepting these chips, what would keep them from adding to this thing that they inject a micro unit of lethal chemicals that if you do not obey, they just use their satellites to identify your chip and release it, and you're just walking down the street and plop.
What does Monsanto call their death seed? They have a particular name. You know, you have to buy it from them, but it won't reproduce. It won't produce more seed. It actually is programmed to die after one generation of plants. There's a name for that. I can't remember it.
Well, but they have to keep going back.
Yeah, you have to keep going back to Monsanto, right? Yeah. So they've actually done that in the DNA.
That's healthy. Yeah, that's real healthy.
That's real healthy. Yeah, you're eating that stuff, folks. Well, they have the same capability with this microchip. Okay.
Pastor Dan says Terminator seeds.
Terminator seed. There you go. Thank you. Terminator seed. And so we have a Terminator chip.
Brother Abear put suicide.
Suicide, right? No, you have
you
to go
are
to
too much.
You
man.
Have to go to you have to go to Switzerland for that. Right? Yes, and White Woman 88 says the mark of the beast is on every barcode.
Yeah,
thank
the
you.
First three numbers are 666 on all barcodes.
Right. Yes. Yeah. Okay. So we're seeing.
I have to stay out of my favorite bar.
Hey, if you get. Oh, you know what?
What else can we do?
Right, right.
You know,
hey, here's a marketing idea. At Eurofolk Radio, we can have baseball caps with the UPC code on the front. You know, at least it'll be close to your forehead, but it won't be tattooed on your forehead, right? Or injected on your forehead. And so we just have the UPC barcode. That's Universal Products Code. That's what it's called. And just have one of those on the baseball cap with Eurofolk Radio underneath there. And you know, that should at least generate interest. Wouldn't that be controversial, though? We can't be controversial. So how do we get the truth out without stirring up controversy? Right? That's the position. Okay, that's the position we're in. All right, folks, so
go ahead, Steve. We need to do some T-shirts and ball caps.
Yeah, we need to, yeah. Now, if we can find a way for people to buy them, now that they can't do it on PayPal, so Paul Engler.
Well, we need to make them red like a Trump hat.
Right, there you go.
But then beat down by black lives.
Right, yeah, but you can't wear those red caps in the presence of liberals. It's like waving a red flag in front of a bull. Right? They just
go ape. I wouldn't say bull. I'd say more like a horse's buttocks.
Right?
But that's okay. I have no mercy.
Yes, yes. Well, the Jews are not going to have mercy on us.
No.
But Revelation 13 proves that these things are happening to us right this minute.
Yep. And they're not coming. They're here.
No, they're here. They're here. All right, so this is today's message. Revelation 13 is being fulfilled before our very eyes, and those who have ears to hear, let them hear. And those whose mouths have been covered with duct tape, they have friends, they have relatives, they have acquaintances, they have paramours, whatever. And when they see that how they're being treated by this beast system, they're going to start asking, well, am I next? Who's next? So if he can't speak out, or if she can't speak out, what's to stop them from, you know, putting me out of the speech business? Okay? So this is absolutely 100% a free speech issue, folks. It's the First Amendment, and which is backed up by the Second Amendment. Praise Yahweh, pass the ammunition. We're in the tribulation, folks, as we've been telling you here at Eurofolk Radio. All right? Any final words from you? We're just about out of time, Pastor Steve.
Play the music, brother, and shalom aleichem, peace be with you to all my pure Israelite brothers and sisters. Yahweh bless you.